It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We are mere weeks away from high school football kickoff, which of course really means the start of football season. Hallelujah. So for everyone that listens to the show regularly, first and foremost, thank you. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And everyone that does listen to the show knows that, you know, high school football has a special place in my heart. And each and every week, well, maybe not each and every week, but a lot of weeks, we come on here, I come on here, and I give time to talk about various different programs, and it doesn't really matter. And I mean across South Georgia, right? Like the programs that, you know, don't really get their fair share of pub from the media outlets, which are mostly up in Atlanta, right? The bigger schools up in the Atlanta metro area, they get covered by, you know, the bigger folks up in Atlanta. And with that being said, the Coffee Counties of the world, the Ware Counties of the world, Wayne, et cetera, Pierce, you know, maybe they don't get talked about as much as they should. Enter Jason Bishop. That's kind of what I do. The rural area schools in South Georgia, high school football, we got you. With that being said, we have talked about this particular school before, but there have been some things that have changed since the last time we spoke about them. And, you know, we spoke about, so I've got this hat on and I've got my headphones over my hat and it's driving me nuts. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. So you didn't see it, took the headphones off, took the hat off, and then put the headphones back on. I don't know, it just made me uncomfortable. I typically don't do shows with hats on. I got a horrible haircut. Horrible haircut, like, several days ago. And so I've been hatting it around, trying to give this thing time to grow back out. And so, you know, walked in the studio with the hat on and just sat down, forgot it was on. And then when I put the headphones on, it kind of pushed the hat in front of my face, like in my eyes. It's kind of distracting. So off goes the hat. Some things have changed with this particular high school as far as they've had a stud quarterback transfer in from Texas. We talked about the school several weeks ago, and I was like, you know, might contend for region championship. I actually picked them to win the region, but I thought it was, you know, coin flip. It was going to be tough. There are a couple other teams in the region with them that they weren't much better than, if at all. And now I have changed my opinion. The school that I'm talking about is the Glen Academy Red Terriers, all the way down in Brunswick, Georgia. So I'm going to run through their schedule. They're going to open, and it's going to be a good test. I know Glen Academy is, what, technically a 5A school? Is that right? 6A school? 5A school. Technically, they're a 5A school, and Pierce is like AA or AAA, whatever they are. It's a much lower classification. So just in that, you'd say, well, you know, Glen should take care of Pierce. This is a scrimmage game I'm talking about. But Pierce is a juggernaut. Pierce is a state title contender in their classification. So I feel like that maybe, you know, this will be a pretty good test for the Red Terriers. A game they should win, even as good as Pierce is. But yet, might get pushed in this scrimmage game. So that's on August the 9th, okay? And now we're going to get into things. The kickoff for the regular season on August the 16th, this is a game. And I told you a few weeks ago when I first did this, or however many, it was like a few months ago, I guess, when I talked about Glenn, that this game was going to be like a game where we would get a barometer on both teams, how good they were, because we didn't really know what we were going to get with either Glenn or the team they're playing in week one, which is the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Glenn's got to go to JC Stadium over in Jessup to play this football game. And now, where I thought this game was, you know, flip a coin, not really sure, I have diverged from that. Glenn's going to win this football game, and they're going to win it comfortably. I'm not going to say they're going to go over to Wayne and blow Wayne out. They're not going to beat Wayne by 30 points at JC Stadium. But I can see Glenn going over there and winning by 14, 17 points. Sure can. So that's a W for Glenn. Let me run this down. I'll just run it down. Glenn's going to go to Wayne County, then they're going to host Richmond Hill on August the 23rd. On August 30th, they'll get a bye. September 6th, homecoming against Bradwell. September 13th, they go to Womack Field up in Statesboro. September 20th, this region is nuts. The teams they have in this region geographically. You know, we're going to cut a classification to cut down on travel, but yet we're still going to have Coastal Georgia teams going all the way to Augusta and Augusta schools going all the way to Coastal Georgia. Right. Okay. September 20th, they're going to host Lakeside, an Augusta school, and then on September the 27th, that's a circle game. September 27th will be the city championship at Glenn County Stadium between the Glenn Academy Red Terriers and the Brunswick High Pirates. That game, I think Brunswick had won like three or four of those things in a row. I'm not real sure. But then last year, Glenn, who was a huge underdog in that game, beat the Pirates in overtime. And so, you know, it was the first time that Glenn had won that game, like I said, in three or four years prior to the recent Brunswick streak, where I've said, again, three or four years in a row, the Pirates have won it. I think Glenn won it like six or eight straight. I mean, recently, Glenn's really dominated that rivalry until the last few years, where Sean Pender, of course, got to Brunswick, kind of built that program, and now Garrett Grady, the new Brunswick coach, has just kind of stood on the shoulders of what Pender has done and just kept the train on the tracks. October the 4th, after the Brunswick game, Glenn will host Evans. So Glenn will have three straight games at Glenn County Stadium, Lakeside, Brunswick, and then Evans. They'll go on the road to South Effingham on October the 10th. They get a bye on October 18th. And then on October 25th, they'll go to Effingham, and then they'll host Greenbrier to round out the season and end things. So you're talking about region games, Bradwell, Statesboro, Lakeside, Brunswick, Evans, South Effingham, and Breyer, Greenbrier. It's a big region, and initially I thought they were going to subdivide this region to reduce the travel, because that's what the GHSA keeps telling us is the main goal. However, they decided not to subdivide this region, so yeah, everybody's traveling all over, you know, God's green earth. You know, 4 hours, 5 hours to play a football game, a high school football game. So, yeah, that's tough. So there it is. It's Wayne, at Wayne, Richmond Hill, Bradwell at Statesboro, Lakeside, Brunswick, Evans at South Effingham, at Effingham, and then they will host Greenbrier to end the season. And so, on the other side, because we've got hard breaks and I'm looking at the clock, we're about to go to one. On the other side, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to revise my pick for what I think the Glenn Academy Red Terriers are going to do. Originally, I think I had the Terriers at like 6-4 and winning the region. I'm about to change that.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Saturday, July 20th, Wild Adventures Live presents For King and Country. God only knows what you've been through. See For King and Country on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. For King and Country Live, July 20th. The show is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. So what are we waiting for? Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
All right, I told you, we did the Glenn stuff weeks ago, maybe even months ago. I picked Glenn to go like 6-4, and I thought they would win the region, or maybe 7-3. I don't remember what I picked them, but I do remember specifically saying that I felt like the Red Terrors were a team that was good enough to win their region, but I just didn't feel like... At this time, when we talked about this months ago, I didn't look at Glenn as like a juggernaut, a powerhouse. Rocky Hidalgo is a great coach, and he gets the best out of every kid on his roster year in, year out. He's done that since he's taken over with Glenn Academy on the south end of Brunswick. But he got a quarterback to transfer in from Texas, and the kid can play. So... The team was all the strength of that team was going to be their ability to run the ball and play defense. That's kind of signature Rocky Hidalgo. That was going to be the signature of that team. And, you know, maybe they'd be able to find a quarterback to make a play or two just to keep the defense honest. And now they've got a quarterback who can sling it. He can throw it. And he can run it. And they've got Peacock in the backfield. Kid named Devin Peacock, I believe, is... Junior? I think he's a junior. Nonetheless, like, he's a stud too. They've got some kids on the outside that can go get the football offensively and defensively. They're really good. They're really big up front, fast. That's kind of what Rocky does there at Glenn Academy. So I have revised what I think they're going to do. So I said this in the last segment. Originally, I said, that Wayne County game, well, they got to go on the road to JC Stadium, flip a coin. You know, whoever wins, wins. We'll learn a little bit about each team. No. Red Terriers are probably going to go to Jessup and win that football game, just being honest. And I'm not taking anything away from Wayne County because I think they're a pretty good football team. They got a brutal schedule. But I think they're a really good football team. There's a lot of talent on that roster. I just think Glenn goes from being a good team to they might be an Elite Eight team with a quarterback. Don't want to get ahead of myself. So then they'll host Richmond Hill. And I've said all along, right, Richmond Hill is in that 7A region with Valdosta and Camden and Lowndes. Like, it's brutal over there. And I've said all along, I think Richmond Hill would make the playoffs as a 4 seed in that region. I think they're good enough to do that. And, again, I'm not taking anything away from Richmond Hill because they're a good football team. I think Glen Academy gets them, too, because they're going to have them at home. I think I'd pick Richmond Hill originally in that football game. I'm now picking Glen, and that would be kind of an upset, right, because Richmond Hill's a 6A squad. Glen's a 5A squad. I'm picking Glen to win that. By the way, they're old region foes. Richmond Hill was in that region with Glen, that coastal Georgia region, until that Richmond Hill area, Bryan County, just kind of started exploding. With folks migrating, I guess, south of Savannah. And so now that area is just loaded with people, and so they had to bump the high school classification up because of student body and population. That's kind of the way it goes. The more students you have, the higher classification you play in. So I've got Glen now at 2-0 with wins over Wayne and Richmond Hill. Two really good wins to start the year for the Red Terriers. They'll get a bye. They'll get homecoming against Bradwell. Well, Bradwell will head between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. I'll give the Terriers a W, a convincing W there. That's 3-0. They'll head up to Womack Field in Statesboro. Look, I can tell you from firsthand experience, I have been to some games in Womack Field, and it is a tough place to go and win a football game. I know that Statesboro, over the last 10 years or so, kind of fell off a little bit, but it's still a tough place to go. You know, they got Coach Dobson up there now, former Georgia Southern player, trying to rebuild that thing, turn it back into a perennial juggernaut. We'll see how that goes. Womack Field is still a tough place for anybody to go and win a football game. Same for the Red Terriers. I think that I even picked Statesboro a few months ago when I first did this to win this football game. That ain't happening. Glenn's going to go to Statesboro. Glenn's going to win that game, too. So that's got them at 4-0. Lakeside, blowout, 5-0. Then comes the city championship game. Brunswick is a pretty good football team, but I having a quarterback that Glenn's got that had transferred in changes the dynamics of everything. Glen wins that football game against Brunswick and claims its second straight city championship, and I think that's kind of the beginning last year was of the pendulum swinging back and forth back toward the Glen side. That thing, it seems to go in streaks, that city championship down there in Glen County. It's like Brunswick will win 3 or 4 or 5 straight years, and then Glen will win like 7 or 8, and then Brunswick will win a couple, and then Glen will win another 10. It goes in streaks. There's never 1-1-1-1-1. It just seems to like go completely in streaks. So after the Brunswick game, Glen will then host Evans. That's a 6-0 game. They win that to go 6-0 is what I mean by that. Another blowout game. They'll host South Effingham. No challenge for the Red Terriers. 7-0 is where I now have the Terriers at. Effingham, who has been a really good team in this region, they've almost won it 3 straight years. They couldn't get by Brunswick a couple of those years where Brunswick won it. Beat them twice in Effingham to win that region. I don't think Effingham's going to be that strong as they have been. They did win the region, finally breaking through last year, so congrats to them. I think they take a step back now because that class, that group of kids they have now graduated and moved on. They were really talented. Glen there too. So I've got Glen now at 8-0. And so we will then get to Greenbrier, and they win that game too convincingly. So win over Wayne. Win over, wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10-0. Yeah, 10-0. Win over Wayne, win over Richmond Hill, Bradwell, Statesboro, Lakeside, Brunswick, Evans, South Effingham, and Greenbrier. And basically from Bradwell on down are all region games. Like I said, it's a big region. So Bradwell, Statesboro, Lakeside, Brunswick, Evans, South Effingham. Glen runs the gauntlet through the region. They go undefeated, and they finish 10-0. I don't think Glen's going to lose a game. And it's not like the schedule's soft. I mean, it's a pretty decent schedule. tough games with Wayne and Richmond Hill and Brunswick and Statesboro. I mean, those are tough games. Effingham, even. I just think Glenn's going to be really good. I think they'll get the one seed and they'll get to the Elite Eight. And then, you know, you'll see a matchups. That's the thing. That's the great thing about the GHSA playoffs, at least in my opinion. You get those first two rounds, right? And typically whoever is better wins in those first two rounds. When you get to the third round, it really depends on matchups. Who does what well versus who doesn't do what well. All of those teams, by the time you get to the Elite Eight, are capable of winning a state title. All of them. It just depends on matchups by that point. And that's the great thing about the GHSA playoffs, especially when you get that deep. I mean, you just don't know, you know, who is going to win that thing. The last eight teams are all good enough to do it. Glenn goes 10-0.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
South Georgia summers are the best. The sand between your toes, the moon shining over the crashing waves, and the salt air on your lips. What a great time for her to say yes. Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers and let their friendly staff help you find that special ring for that special person. And don't forget about our market sale, August 2nd through August 9th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Wild Adventures. Attention teachers and school support staff, Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta, Georgia is giving you free admission. It's the Back to School Splash Party, July 27th and 28th at Wild Adventures and Splash Island Water Park. All public and private teachers, public and private teachers, and school support staff can receive free admission with a valid school ID or proof of employment. And for everyone else, you can get 50% off admission with a donation of school supplies valued $10 or more for Teachers Harvest. All donations will go to local students in need. It's the back to school splash at Wild Adventures Theme Park, July 27th and 28th. Learn more at wildadventures.com. So we were talking about the Glenn Academy Red Terriers first couple of segments, and we, you know, mentioned at the top of the show that when high school football comes, we're only a few weeks away. That kicks basically off football season. Then we roll into college and the NFL toward the beginning of September. With that being said, you know, I'm a big college guy, and so I was looking at the week zero and week one in the college football world in the games that I felt, you know what, that's a pretty intriguing game. I think I would like to see that game. So, I found, and it's just a couple, a handful. It's not like I'm not the guy that goes through like, Elon and Duke. Georgia State, Georgia Tech. Okay. I mean, I'd like to see the score of that game. If I was up in Atlanta with nothing to do on a Saturday and happened to be downtown, or, you know, around North Avenue, you know, hey, Georgia State's at Tech. Let's go check that out for a little while, for a quarter, maybe a half. All right. Let's go to the varsity. Let's check out the aquarium. I mean, that would basically be why I would be interested in Georgia, at the interest level of a Georgia State and a Georgia Tech football game. However, there are some other games as a hardcore college football fan. But I will say, I will go to those games. Like, if Kennesaw State is hosting Georgia Southern in Kennesaw, you know, might hop on the jet, fly it up there, catch that game. Not above that. Just saying. The games that have my interest, week zero, week one. Week zero, week one. Yeah, I went to Kennesaw State. Producer here doesn't know I went to Kennesaw State. You would think you would do your homework for the guy that you're working for. Florida State at Georgia Tech. That's like a week zero game. This game intrigues me because of the Georgia Tech dynamic. I feel like that Brent Key has got Tech moving in the right direction. And I also feel like that Georgia Tech is a dark horse, and I'm saying this out loud, is a dark horse ACC contender. I'm not telling you that Georgia Tech is going to win the ACC. That's not what I'm saying. What I am telling you is I think there's a real chance that Georgia Tech could be in the mix, and if they get a break or two, ball bounces a certain way for them, kick goes wide left, or the wind blows it in, however that works, I think Georgia Tech could be there in the end. So this would be a big game measuring stick barometer for the Yellow Jackets. In my opinion, Florida State's pretty much the best team in the ACC. They come calling to Atlanta. We'll see what Georgia Tech can do. If Georgia Tech keeps that game close, or even wins it, God forbid, keep an eye on them. Keep an eye on them. North Carolina at Minnesota. That's a game I'm interested in because I know Minnesota is a good football program. For years and years, Minnesota was kind of like, you know, everybody's kicking boy over in the Big Ten, and now they're not. So North Carolina is a team that intrigues me because I don't know. Is there any team that you see more year in, year out, that's like ranked in the top 15, preseason top 15, preseason top 10, North Carolina? Boy, North Carolina's going to be good. Watch out for the Tar Heels. And then they lose. Then they go 7-5, 8-4. Every single year, it's the same rhetoric. It's the same stuff about North Carolina. Boy, North Carolina could be a dark horse national championship. North Carolina could win the ACC. North Carolina, and then they go 8-4, 7-5, year in, year out. Take it to the bank. Whenever you see North Carolina in the top 10 or top 15, that means they're going 8-4. This game intrigues me because of that dynamic. I want to see what North Carolina is. Minnesota is a good football team. They'll give them all they want. We'll see what North Carolina can do. TCU at Stanford. Yeah, TCU is probably going to be a big favorite in that football game. I'm certainly sure of that. I want to see how good TCU is, and I kind of want to see how Stanford reacts you know, what the psyche of the players is going to be with all of the Pac-12 ACC stuff that's going on. Like, where are the players mentally in all of this? Nobody talks about that. Where are the kids? You're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that have basically been told by different conferences, hey, your football team isn't good enough to come over here, so go find somewhere else to live. What's the psyche of those kids? I'm curious to see that with the Stanford football team. Clemson at Georgia, or Clemson versus Georgia at Mercedes-Benz, neutral site game. This is I'm just interested in this as a college football fan, two premier programs. Realistically, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later in the show, I'm going to pick the teams that I think are going to make the college football playoff, conference winners, things like that, the top 12, all of that jazz. This game's going to be a blowout. Georgia's going to destroy Clemson. As a Georgia fan, I hope that's the case, and I think it is. I don't see any way that Clemson can play with the dogs. Georgia's going to be something to be reckoned with this coming season. Penn State at West Virginia. Yeah, I definitely want to see this game. Penn State, with the playoff expanding to 12, they've got their eyes on getting in. West Virginia is a pretty good football team. Penn State's going to be on the road, so this is kind of that initial test. Let's see what Penn State is made of. West Virginia is not going to be a pushover. Just from a college football pageantry perspective, this game right here, Miami at Florida, the Hurricanes going to the swamp? Man, if this was like 1991, this game would be, oh my God, like the ratings would be through the roof. Now this game, Miami at Florida, is Miami's going to play the Gators in the swamp. Okay. Still a lot of pageantry in those two marquee matchups. I'm interested in that game because of the name brands that are attached, but also the coach, Billy Napier. Boy, I don't know that there's a seat that's hotter in college football than the one he's on down in Gainesville. Boise State at Georgia Southern. I'd like to see that football game. Boise State making the trip all the way across the country to go to Statesboro to play the Eagles. Notre Dame at Texas A&M. Going to find out about Texas A&M. I'm not saying the Notre Dame is this big juggernaut, but we're going to find out about Texas A&M. That game is at Kyle Field, so they'll have Notre Dame at home. We're going to find out about Texas A&M really early. And then LSU at USC, neutral site game at Allegiant Stadium. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be like kind of the capper of the weekend, the last big game. I think that's a Monday game or maybe a Sunday game. Is that a Sunday game? Yeah, but still, big game, LSU-USC. You're going to see LSU contend, USC takes a step back. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays. Wing Wednesdays and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park. The summer heat is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the summer heat. Call your friends at Air Adjusters to have your AC serviced. It will help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters will install and service your ice machine to keep your business running smoothly, no matter the brand. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com. License number CN208489.
With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024. There is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at DuckworthProperties.com, or check out our Facebook page, Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
College football right around the corner. High school football kicks off first, and then college is soon after. So I went through and I looked at a bunch of different schedules because I, you know, this is what I do for a living, so I've got to do research. And I decided, okay, I'm going to make a list of the teams that I think have a chance to get into the college football playoffs. So I've got like 17 of them. 17 schools that I feel like all have a chance. And when I say chance, I don't mean like, so you're saying there's a chance. No, I mean like a legitimate shot. Like, I'm not talking about a snowball throw. I'm talking about legitimately the team is good enough, schedule lines up, depending on what they do. There are 17 teams to start the season that Jason Bishop is telling you all 17 of these teams have legitimate chances. And I'm pretty sure that the field, the 12 teams that are going to get in, are going to come from these list of 17. I just don't know. You know, maybe USC surprises us because they're not on my list. Maybe USC surprises us. But really, other than that, I just don't know. So I'll start with conference winners, and then we'll kind of go down from there maybe. The team that's going to be the most dominant, the team that's probably going to be the favorite to win a national championship, even in the 12 playoff format, the SEC winner, the Georgia Bulldogs. So they're going to be the team going in. I think they go undefeated. I think they win the SEC. Their nemesis and Nick Saban over at Alabama has retired, and I don't think you're going to see Alabama be able to contend consistently and beat Georgia like Nick Saban was beating Georgia. He was the only team in the country. Nick Saban was the only coach in the country that could beat Georgia. He's the only one. Ohio State, I think, also gets in. So Georgia gets the one seed, right? That matters. I think Ohio State rebounds with Harbaugh gone from Michigan. I think Michigan takes a small step back, allows Ohio State to reclaim their crown in the Big Ten. And so I think they finished second. I'm not sure if they go undefeated or with one loss. But, you know, these conference winners, you got to figure none of them are getting in. None of them are going to have more than two losses. I think if you're a conference winner, probably two losses is the max you're going to have. Most of these schools that I'm mentioning right now in this breath. One loss, undefeated, maybe, you know, like a lesser conference, maybe two losses. I don't know. To example that, Utah, right? Like, I think Utah wins the Big 12. I think Utah's the best team in the Big 12. But I could see Utah losing two games and still, you know, getting a top four seed because they won the conference. That's kind of how this is going to work. You get in if you win the conference. You get one of those top four seeds, which matter. It matters in the format. And then I think Florida State is the ACC winner. And again, you know, maybe one loss. I can even see Florida State running the gauntlet in the ACC. It ain't that good. So, Georgia, Ohio State, Utah, Florida State. Those are my conference winners. And then the teams that I think have a legitimate chance, and I'm going to kind of run them down in order. So Notre Dame, big game, Texas A&M. I think the winner of that Texas A&M game between Notre Dame and Texas A&M, I think really positions himself really well. So, actually 18 teams because I didn't have Texas A&M on my list. So add them. That's 18 possible teams that could get in the playoff. If Texas A&M, again, you don't have to win the conference to get in. You know, Texas A&M's have their problems with LSU and Alabama, but realistically, you could get in, and I mean realistically, like legitimately, there is a serious case that you could lose three games here and still find your way into the top 12. I don't think there's going to be a lot of those teams. I don't think you might have one or two teams that have three losses that get in. The bulk of it's going to be undefeated as one loss and two loss. But yeah, you could have a three-loss team there at 11 or 12 that get in. And I think that could, Texas A&M certainly falls in that. Notre Dame as well. You know, they've got some tough going as well on their schedule. Texas, Texas has got Georgia, and I think Alabama's on their schedule too. It's a brutal one. If they get through that, man, that's a real feather in their hat. Pound your chest if you're Texas, because if you get through that schedule and you win the SEC, pound your chest. But even with losing to Georgia and Alabama, I still think Texas has got a legitimate shot to get into the top 12. Oregon, another team that I'm really high on. I think Oregon is, if there's such a thing that Oregon can do going under the radar, I certainly think that they're going under the radar. So Oregon, I think, is going to be there as well. Another team, I talked about this a couple of segments ago, Penn State. I think Penn State is a team that is going to get in. I think Michigan's going to take a step back, opening the door for Penn State to walk through and become that team in the Big 12 that's not quite Ohio State, can't quite beat Ohio State, but can beat everybody else. I think that's going to be Penn State's role for the next, 4 or 5 years. So we're gonna hit the pause button there. So that's like eight teams right there. All right, so that's almost half the field. So we're going to hit the pause button because I'm up against a hard break. And when we come back, we'll finish this thing out. So, yeah, Georgia, Ohio State, Utah, Florida State, Notre Dame, Texas, Oregon, and Penn State. That's where we're at right now.
Hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
So I got us through the first eight. I got us through conference winner Georgia. I got us through Big Ten winner Ohio State. Utah wins the Big 12. Florida State wins the ACC. Those are your conference winners. And then I had Notre Dame, Texas, Oregon, and Penn State, teams that are going to get in to the top 12 in the college football playoff. You're listening to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of ages and abilities, of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Okay, so jumping from 8 to 9, Alabama. Alabama's a team that I think got a really good shot. Obviously, I think Alabama takes a step back with Kalen DeBoer as their coach. He's not Nick Saban, but there's a lot of talent on that roster that Nick Saban has left to Kalen DeBoer that he's inherited. Alabama's still going to be a really good football team. Alabama's still going to be Alabama at least for the next 4 years. At least for the next 4 years, Alabama is still Alabama just simply from Nick Saban's shadow. We'll see if Kalen DeBoer can keep the train on the tracks. The other team after them, and I kind of am iffy. I'm not real high on Clemson overall, but in this scenario, I think there's a legitimate chance that Clemson gets in simply because the ACC is not very good. So they could lose to Florida State, one loss, and probably still find their way in, which they will lose to Florida State. The key for Clemson here, this is going to sound so crazy to the college football fan. The key to Clemson's season is NC State. The NC State game, because Clemson's losing to Georgia. Clemson's losing to Florida State. So that's two losses. I don't think there's any shot for an ACC team to have three losses and get in. I do think there's a chance with one or two for a non-conference winner. So Clemson's not winning the conference. Florida State's better. They'll lose to Florida State. They're not in the same atmosphere as Georgia. So the key game there is NC State, who's a good football team. They have gone something like 34-10 over the last 5 years, something ridiculous. NC State has turned into a juggernaut in the ACC. They're not a pushover. That's not a game that Clemson looks at their schedule and just automatically writes a W next to it. NC State's a good football team, and quite frankly, NC State's got a better schedule overall than Clemson does. You know, I realistically think that NC State has got a better chance to get into the top 12 than Clemson does, just based on their schedule, especially if NC State knocks off Clemson. That's three losses for Clemson. They're done. If NC State, I'll go ahead and call this, if NC State beats Clemson, Clemson's out, NC State claims one of those top 12 spots. If NC State beats Clemson, NC State is going to get into the college football playoff. Write it down. Liberty, one of those, the non-Power 5 group of five. I think Liberty is the only team that's got a chance from that group of five to get in. And, of course, I think there is a spot that they're going to allow one of those non-group of five, the non-power five, to get in. I think they got to like be ranked at a certain point, you know, like 15th or higher, and not have more than like three losses or whatever the criteria is. I think Liberty's got a shot to adhere to whatever guidelines that the powers that be want them to adhere to. So I think they've got a shot. I'm not saying Liberty gets in. I'm saying they got a shot. That's what this list is. It's a list of, hey, I have a shot here. Unless you're Georgia, Ohio State, Utah, or Florida State, which I think those are locks. If you're not in that group of four, those conference winners, and I'm just listing you here, then you're in my group of 18. Hey, I have a shot. Liberty's got a shot. LSU, Oh, man. LSU, I think, is going to end up with one of – they're going to get in. I think this is – LSU is close, as close to a lock as you can be without being a lock. I think LSU is going to be really good. I think LSU may be the only team in the country that has a chance to beat Georgia. Ohio State. LSU and Ohio State may be the only two teams in the country that have a chance to beat Georgia. Just those two. That's it. I don't see anybody else. I was thinking about the teams they play. They should be fine. They should be fine. Opening up with USC. Good stiff test. They're better than USC. So, yeah. Tennessee is another team that I think has a shot, right? They've got Alabama. They've got Georgia. You know, we'll see how that goes for the Volunteers, but I absolutely think Tennessee's got a shot. Their football team's good. They're going to have some things go their way. I'm not going to say, oh, they're as close of a lock as you can be. I think Tennessee's actually on the back end, right? There are 12 teams. I got 18 listed here. Tennessee, I think, is going to have some things really go right to be able to jump into that top 12. I've already mentioned this. We talked about it a minute ago. NC State, again, if NC State beats Clemson, they're in. NC State beats Clemson, they're going to get in the top 12. I think another team that's got a shot is Ole Miss. Again, this goes back to my theory of I believe that you can lose three games and still kind of back your way into that 11 or 12 seed. And I think Ole Miss is capable of doing that. Is Ole Miss beating Alabama? Probably not. Are they beating LSU? No, I don't think they're going to do that either. Are they beating anybody that's really, really elite in the SEC? The answer to that question is no, they are not. But just don't lose more than three. Lose to the big dogs, but don't drop to Mississippi State. Make sure you handle business against Arkansas. Ole Miss does that. They're going to be right there, the 10, 11, 12, 13 range. And that's kind of what their best bet is. Michigan, again, I think they're going to take a step back. And, you know, I don't think they're going to be as good as they have been. They're still good enough to probably get in. I think they get beat by Ohio State. Well, I don't really know what their schedule looks like. But I know they'll play Ohio State. I think they get beat by Ohio State, and if they've got Penn State on the list too, I think Penn State gets them. I think Penn State now has leapfrogged Michigan in the Big Ten. Michigan lost a lot from last year's national championship team. They lost a lot. It's funny to be sitting here talking about, yeah, the defending national champions are the third best team in their conference, but that's the reality of the situation. Oklahoma, again, I think they've got a shot. Dylan Gabriel, good quarterback. I think he's going to have a really good year. It will all be on his shoulders. The Sooners will go as Gabriel goes. If Gabriel has a monster year, and we're talking about him for the Heisman at the end of the year, Oklahoma is going to be right in the mix. If he's not in that conversation, then probably Oklahoma's not in that conversation as far as getting into the playoffs. And then the last team I think that's got a shot, the Texas A&M Aggies. Again, Notre Dame, Texas A&M to start the season. That's a circle game. That's really gonna give us a good idea of what Notre Dame is versus what Texas A&M is. More so about what Texas A&M is. I kind of got an idea already of what Notre Dame will be. Could be wrong. We'll find out. But I don't know anything about Texas A&M. New coach, new system, new guys there, new coaching staff. The Notre Dame game, they've got it at home. We'll find out a lot about the Aggies. So, yeah, that's a game that I'm definitely going to be interested to watch.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop.
I'm picking Georgia to win it all, by the way.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely.
Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, July 20th, Wild Adventures Live presents For King and Country. See For King and Country on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. For King and Country Live, July 20th. The show is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. What are we waiting for? Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun. Oh, you're shrimp.